case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
We are right at the pointy end of maths. I know we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's almost over. Someone who kind of thought that she was doing one thing and then switched her mind last night and everyone's asking why is Alana, and she joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, Maddie.
How are you going? How was it watching that again last night?
Oh, it was actually really emotional watching it last night. I didn't realise how emotional I would feel watching it back, but super emotional.
So talk us through the actual day of the final vows. Like, what were you thinking? How did the process all happen?
Basically, just leading up to final vows, my decision was, like, 100% made. I was leaving. I had also spoken to my family. You probably didn't see that, but I had... There was no way I was staying. I wrote out all my vows, sent them through. They got approved, got them all back, got them all printed. Leading up to the day was nerve-wracking. Coming up to the final vows with seeing Jason was horrible. And then listening to Jason's vows just really shook me. And I remember it went for a lot longer than it did on the screen, but because I was standing there for just so long because in that moment, I had frozen up and was so confused on what I was doing because I can't remember the exact moment, but there was a moment during the vows when I had flipped my decision. And I was kind of thinking, it's probably not the right thing to do this on national television and break his heart when we might be able to work it out between us, after the show. So anyway, I was freezing up. It's a stressful situation. There's a lot of people around. It's a lot of pressure on you. And I kind of just needed a little break. I was saying, I need to walk away. I need to just get my thoughts together and had a bit of a freak out. Just stepped off. And then my producer just came up. She was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are you okay? And I was just saying to her, I don't want to do this. I cannot do it. I don't want to read the cards. I don't want to do it. And she was like, no, it's all good. Just speak from your heart. Don't worry about the cards. It's okay. And I was a little bit more calm, walked back there, and I kind of just told him a little bit of what I was feeling in the moment. And then he started looking at my cards, which at my final card had like a little seal that said, thanks for everything, Jason. I'm sure you're going to find a woman for you, but it's not me. Have a great life kind of thing. And he kind of started looking down and was like, what's in the cards, Alana? Like, it's okay, it's going to be fine, just stay it. And I was like, freaking out, so I just chucked them. And that's kind of how that went down.
Yeah, well, obviously it seems that no one knew that you were going to say yes, even yourself pretty much. What happened after the cameras kind of stopped rolling? Did Jason actually get to look at your cards and see what you had written?
No, I didn't show him them. He gave me his cards as like a little momentum because they were all very cute, but I didn't show him. I think I gave him 3 out of my 6 cards because I did not want him to see those end bits that I had written because they were a little bit when I had written them, they were the like, last time I was going to see you sort of thing. So they're maybe a little bit harsh. But.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, obviously, it wasn't just you guys at the final vows last night, the most controversial couple of the decade, I think. Bryce and Melissa, were you surprised with anything you saw during their final vows at all? Obviously, the fact that Melissa agreed to stay is one of them, but anything else?
Oh, not even surprising. I feel like it didn't surprise me. I assumed she was going to stay anyway. It surprised me a little bit that Bryce took some accountability. It seemed like his vows seemed to go along the lines of my actions did affect the way you know this played out. But I don't know. It was all a bit. They were all a bit cringe to be honest. But when I watch these things, I'm always thinking.
Yeah, I feel that.
Here.
Now, obviously, the next thing that's kind of going to happen for everyone is the reunion. We've heard that there's some audio that gets played of things. Can you give us any hot goss as to what we can expect in the reunion when it gets played out?
I'm not sure if there's audio that gets played out.
Oh, okay.
I think I think they might have some other stuff that gets played out. I don't think it's just audio, but it is. It's massive. Like, it's such a huge... dramatic piece of info that comes out. So I'm not sure if that's, uh, I think that's, in a different episode, though. I think we split the dinner party night with the actual end commitment ceremony. But both nights are pretty full of drama, but I'm not exactly sure what will be shown and what won't be. But, yeah, it's pretty explosive.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if it's maths, so it's going to be drama-filled, of course. Thank you so much for joining me, Alana. We will catch you again on our screens very soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, Maddie. See ya.